From WCMU Public Media, you're listening to Between the Lakes, a weekly recap of the top news stories impacting central and northern Michigan. I'm your host, Tina Sawyer. Coming up on the show, the State House clawed back $645 million in spending in an unprecedented move last month. One of the line items in that budget was $1.6 million for Bay City.
This is a problem for Bay City because, as Mayor Christopher Girard explained to me, the city was already allocating that money to be spent on infrastructure projects. And now without it, they might have to start maneuvering other money in the budget.
More on the state of the funding and infrastructure in Bay City. And this week's Brain Teaser talks about wind, but it has nothing to do with the weather. That's coming up. But first, these headlines. Michigan's top elections official says everyone needs to do more to set the record straight on the security and accuracy of the state's elections. That's after President Donald Trump earlier this week said the federal government should oversee state elections while repeating lies about voter fraud in Detroit and other cities. The U.S. Constitution makes states responsible for running their own elections. Michigan's Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson says not speaking the truth would have dire consequences.
State leaders in this moment of all parties must be prepared to stand up against the lies that this president is pushing out there in an effort to silence us and make us feel small. This is our moment and critical for state leaders to actually stand up to the president.
Meanwhile, Michigan legislative Republicans are standing by their decision to ask the U.S. Justice Department to monitor Michigan's midterm elections, echoing Trump's questions about election integrity. Each Michigan election is followed by a series of audits that officials say demonstrate the voting process is secure and accurate. Michigan's Attorney General is encouraging residents to know their rights when dealing with immigration enforcement. Colin Jackson has more.
News outlets have reported cases in Minnesota of federal agents detaining U.S. citizens, requiring them to undergo facial recognition scans and monitoring bystander crowds. Reports have also suggested immigration and customs enforcement agents are using administrative warrants not signed by a judge to enter homes. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel says people need to know they can legally do things like observe and record immigration officers as long as they don't get in the way.
These federal agents, they're not allowed to just take your phone from you. And if that happens, you should do everything you possibly can to memorialize who this individual is and any information about them.
Federal officials have defended agents' tactics as necessary to enforce immigration laws. I'm Colin Jackson.
Voters in the Saginaw Bay region made their decision Tuesday night in the long-awaited special primary elections for Michigan's open state Senate seat. Now, the Democratic Party nominated Shedrick Green, a veteran and Saginaw fire captain. And during his victory speech at a Bay City Union Hall, Green said voters now have a clear choice.
A leader grounded in working-class experience who has put his life on the line for three decades defending our freedoms and protecting Michiganders, or an out-of-touch Republican who is too MAGA to denounce this administration's violent violations of our constitutional rights.
GOP voters nominated Saginaw lawyer Jason Tunney in a close race. He says Green and Michigan Democrats are too focused on federal issues and are avoiding local ones like education scores.
All those things that he mentioned, are those Lansing issues? Are those Michigan issues? They're trying to run on federal issues because they know they can't run on the Democrats' record in the state of Michigan. It's flawed, it's wrong, and it's broken.
The May general election will determine if the Democratic Party can hold a slim 19-18 majority in the state Senate. Unofficial results show both Green and Tunney each carried over 50% of the vote. And now it's time for this week's Brain Teaser. I'll pull from a hat either a random fun fact, a riddle, or a quiz question, all meant to tease your brain this weekend. Now, let's draw the teaser for this week. This week's brain teaser is a nature question. What aquatic creature communicates by using flatulence? Again, what aquatic creature communicates by using flatulence? We'll pass the answer along to you right after this. Last month, the State House, in an unprecedented move, clawed back $645 million in allocated spending that was not distributed by the executive. Now, one line item caught up in that budget cut was $1.6 million Bay City was planning on using for infrastructure. To explain all this, I'm joined here by WCMU's A.J. Jones. A.J., what was Bay City going to do with this $1.6 million?
Well, Bay City secured $1.6 million in reimbursement for their portion of the spending on a repair project for the Lafayette Bridge. That project ends next year. Funding is now on hold after a preliminary injunction from the State Court of Claims ruled the state can't spend any of it. The next hearing in a court case is on February 27th. This is a problem for Bay City because, as Mayor Christopher Girard explained to me, the city was already allocating that money to be spent on infrastructure projects. And now without it, they might have to start maneuvering other money in the budget. Girard said there's $5 million from a lease agreement with the Bay City Bridge Partners, who we'll talk about shortly. They can maybe pull that $5 million forward potentially and fill some of the gaps. But as for right now, there's a new $1.6 million gap in the city budget.
Okay, I see. Well, is there any chance that this funding could potentially be restored?
Well, Matt Hall, the GOP State House leader, said that he was open to negotiation with the Dem Senate leadership to restore some of the funds earlier this month. Whether or not that will happen or what form it'll take is still very much up in the air. Timmy Beeson is the GOP State House representative who represents much of Bay County and Bay City proper. He voted to freeze the funding, but has since said in a statement that he would, and I'm quoting him, soon be introducing a legislative spending request for every single dollar of the original $1.6 million that was to go to the Bay City Bridge. I went to Lansing to fight for Bay County and will continue to do so. So Beeson basically is saying the funding isn't gone. It just needs reallocation in the next budget negotiation.
Okay. Well, AJ, for those who might not be familiar, there's two privately run toll bridges in the city, right? And so we've been seeing a lot of outrage about them from people who live and work in that area. What's happening there?
So there's four bridges in the city. One is free. That's the Veterans Memorial Bridge. Two are toll operated. It's the Liberty and Independence Bridge. And then there's the aforementioned Lafayette Bridge, which, like I said, is under construction until 2027. So the two toll bridges are run by the Bay City Bridge Partners. That is a company that's operated by United Bridge Partners, a larger parent company. The company has invested over $150 million into renovations on these bridges. They are in a lease agreement with the city. In December, the Bridge Partners ended a pricing tier option that allowed people outside of Bay City proper to cross for $15 per month. Now, drivers have to pay $2 per crossing if they have a transponder. It's more if they don't have a transponder. I spoke to Margaret Bird, an 83-year-old retiree from Monitor Township. Despite living just outside of Bay City, she is impacted by the change.
It is what it is, and we have to live with it. We don't have any option at this point, but it has made life very miserable for people who need to be able to get back and forth across the river more easily.
In addition, I spoke to residents, including the mayor, who told me they have been charged in error and have struggled to get into contact with the Bridge Partners in a timely manner. There's a lot of logistical issues going on that have been reported with regard to the toll bridges.
Mm-hmm. What's the city doing about the Bridge Partners getting rid of the $15 per month pass?
So the city is in contact with lawyers about next options. Mayor Girard says the city and the Bay City Bridge Partners aren't communicating frequently. They're only communicating via lawyers. It's the mayor's position that the contract agreement would have kept the $15 per month option, and the Bay City Bridge Partners are just kind of backing out of it after making the option publicly available to people that don't live in the city. Mayor Girard said, though, that he hopes the company will reconsider before going to potential arbitration.
We're neighbors and we know, we see each other. We may not live in the exact same city proper, but it does impact the city as a whole.
And the Bay City Bridge Partners did not respond to a request for comment.
AJ, thank you so much for your reporting on this.
Thank you.
That was my conversation with WCMU reporter AJ Jones. Now it's time to reveal the answer to this week's brain teaser. To recap, we asked you what aquatic creature communicates by using flatulence. And the answer is the herringfish. Releasing gas from their swim bladders, passing gas helps herringfish coordinate in the dark to warn of predators and to remain in formation in their schools. It's not because they are hard of herring, but in all fairness, they don't have ears. So sardines don't feel bad anymore. They're no longer the stinkiest fish in the sea. That's it for this week's Brain Teaser. If you'd like to send in a fact, riddle, or question for the teaser, email us at news@wcmu.org. And that's all for this edition of Between the Lakes. But if you're interested in more, we've got a bonus episode for you in your podcast feed right now. WCMU's news director Rick Brewer appeared on the It's Just Politics podcast this week to break down the results of the primary elections for the open state Senate seat in the Saginaw Bay region. The outcome of the race could shift the balance of power in Lansing. I hope you check it out. Don't forget to subscribe to the Between the Lakes newsletter linked in the show notes. Read more of our reporting from across the region at radio.wcmu.org, where you can also find out how to listen to your local WCMU radio station. This podcast is produced in part by the members of NABIT Local 412. It was edited and mixed by Rick Brewer. Our theme music comes from Gabe Shaw. Mike Horris is our executive producer. And I'm your host, Tina Sawyer. Have a great weekend.